Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Greatest Problem of Man Peace, coming to your life in your favorite Moral Valley Talk. My name is Hope, by the way. You can call me Moral Queen Hope. When you call me a girlfriend, the Moral Valley Talk. I love it. So today you're going to be listening to our today's topic on a very interesting and life-saving topic. Like I said last time, we had our first episode on this particular topic. So today you're going to be seeing the best ways to be at peace with yourself and others. Peace is a virtue, you know, and having peace with yourself and others is something you must work it out. Although it is not easy, but we have to try so that we can have inner peace and live a happier life. I'm going to give you many ways to help you be at peace with yourself. But before that, remember to listen to our previous episode on why your greatest problem is not being at peace with yourself. Right now, we shall be going on a short break. Dad. But when we return, right, we shall be going deep into this topic. You're going to know many ways to have peace and be at peace with yourself. So stay tuned and don't go anywhere. Thank you so much for sticking around and welcome back to the segment. These are ways to help you be at peace with yourself and others and have inner peace of mind. Then I'm going to be giving you the main points, and under this main point you're going to be seeing is offsprings. Okay, so the first point there is releasing negative feelings. Then under this releasing negative feelings, you have one or first. Let me start it this way. Release what you cannot control. This is the most important part of feeling at peace. And the first place you should always start is 90% of the time when we're worried about something or stressed out. Sense of our anger is really something that we have no control over. All you can do in life is to try your best and then let fate take its course. If you can't affect the outcome, then there's no point in worrying about something. This is tough to do, of course, and we take some practice. Mostly you just need to remind yourself to let go, but you can also do exercises by distracting yourself with other tasks while you wait out the thing that is making you upset. Remember that the behavior of other people is one of the biggest things that is outside our control. So the second here is find the humanity in all people. When other people make you angry or make us angry, just make it general right now, it is usually because we cannot understand why they are doing something that is making us angry. Instead of blowing up at someone or stressing yourself out, try to see things from their side of the table. Think about why they did what they did, and remember that we are all people with our own problems and our own dreams. So for example, your husband, even you married, if you're married and may drive you crazy when he forgets to do the dishes. However, he has been doing this, right? And he doesn't forget them to be mean to you, you know? No, it's just that forgetfulness is probably just a part of who he is. Just like how you snore. If you're the type that snore. So, the thought here is forgive yourself. A huge source of the worry in our lives comes from when we beat ourselves up. We really can be our own worst bully. Maybe you feel bad about forgetting to write a paper. Or maybe you're worried you said the wrong thing to your friend. No matter what you did, or no matter what you did, it is important to remember that you can't go back in time. Beating yourself up over something you can't change won't make things any better. All you can do is work to make the future better and improve yourself with time, which is something that everyone has to do. Remember to err is human, so learn to forgive yourself and also others. So the fourth under this is forgive those who have wronged you. Just like you have to forgive yourself, you have to forgive other people too, for most of the same reasons. Even remember, this means truly forgiving them. Don't be passive aggressive or find ways to punish them later. Just let it go and find ways to work better together in the future. Then the fifth here is accept the transient nature of life. Everything is temporary in life, you know. The only things that are eternal are the rising and setting of the sun. Remember that. You have to remember this in all things you do. Embrace the things you love and enjoy them while you can. Wait for the passing of difficult times. When we die, we don't take any of these. When we die, we don't take any of the trappings of life with us. So make sure that it is a soul that is fulfilled, and let the rest of it just go however fate feels like going indeed. Next point here is building positive feelings. So under building positive feelings, we have the first, be yourself. When we try to be someone that we are not, it adds tons of stress, guilt, and unhappiness to our lives. We can hope all we want to be a different person than we are, but that's not really how people work. You just have to be yourself and embrace the person that you are. Love yourself. Self-love is the most important, and when you have self-love for yourself, right, you would want to be yourself over and over again. So that is how it is. Don't worry about what other people say or what they want you to be. It is not your life, it is yours, really. So the next is pursue what makes you happy. Life is all about getting to do things that bring you joy. When you live life really well, perfectly balanced, doing the hard stuff, the fun stuff, and the stuff that helps others. Of course, some of us tend to focus too much on the hard stuff, or we forget to take time out of ourselves. You have to pursue the things that make you happy, regardless of what other people think, or you will never feel fulfilled. Then the next, which is the third, take time out for yourself. Sometimes you need quiet times to focus on your own problem and decompress. It can be hard in the loud mess that is life to find time for this, but it is very important for your own happiness and ability to handle the tough stuff in life. Try taking a weekend away at the library to read and relax. Sit alone for lunch sometimes to get away from the drama. Then the fourth here is help others. Helping others is one of the most powerful things we can do to give ourselves a sense of fulfillment and peace. Helping others give us a purpose and lets us feel like we accomplished something great. If you find that nothing else in life is giving you a sense of peace, try helping people in serious need. You can volunteer at a local soup kitchen or at your local community center, tutoring for adult literacy classes or some stuff. Well, that's really, really funny, but not really funny. You can do this. That is a part of giving yourself happiness and peace. Then the fifth year is create goals. Having a goal that you can work for really help when you are feeling lost and aimless. Really, what is the point in life if you don't have something to work towards, right? Find something that you want for yourself and then figure out what you have to do to pursue it, you know. So you will find a sense, you find a kind of peace when you're working with all your soul devoted to a single goal. So have you always wanted to learn how to play the piano, for instance? Or maybe what you really want to do is have a child and others. So don't just be bothered and try doing what I already listed above. It will really help. So the next point I'm going to be going into another way, all right, to have peace of mind and yet peace with others. point here, okay, I'm going to be giving you another set of ways, okay, to have peace or to be at peace with yourself and others. So here I have to start it this way. You set limits. If your life is overfilled, you may need to set some limits. So stop doing some of the least important things, the things that honestly don't matter that much. Set a limit for how many times you will check inboxes, Instagram, Twitter, etc. per day, and say no if you really don't have the time. Okay, you don't really have to kill yourself or something like that. You don't really have to, because it's not what it. So the second year is find the realization techniques that works for you. Okay, I like, yes, for instance, someone may say that he or she likes belly breathing and working out to release tensions and recharge during the day. Yes, on to me, I like writing or to ease out my pain or my bad mood, something like that. That is individual differences. So you have to look for what is best for you to ease out your, to ease out yourself or to relax. You fully know that it will really do you good. What works for you? Long walks, music, yoga, meditation, or going for a swim. Find that and do that. Don't make nurses, don't make make mountains out of a molehills. Okay, don't try to create problems on creating problems on top of your problems. That's what I call it. Okay, so this can create a lot of unnecessary stress, you know, so you don't really have to do that. When facing what looks like a mountain, ask yourself questions like, does someone on the planet have it worse than me right now? Okay, will this matter in 5 years? These questions help you to zoom out and realize that the things may not be that bad and that you can handle them. Then the fourth year is slow down. Your emotions work backwards, all right, too. So if you slow down while walking, moving your body or talking, you can often start to feel less stress. Slowing down to decrease stress goes for many other things you do in every life, to like riding your bicycle, working at your desk and eating and all that. So the fourth is the fifth, right? Unclutter your world, unclutter your mind. Just take 3 minutes to declutter your workplace or the room you are in. Your uncluttered, simplified, and ordered space around you bring clarity and order to the mind. So don't stop there. Declutter, simply organize your home and life to live in a more relaxing environment. And since there is use a minimalistic workplace. My workspace is just laptop and a wooden desk. Yes. And also a book and a pen. A pen and paper, rather. I use a confide chair. Okay. Or I lie, or I have to sit on my mattress. Or something like that. My glass of water beside the computer, or beside my distant, my writing desk. That's it. There is no distraction here. Just me, the computer, and the water. This brings peace and makes it easier to focus during my working hours. Then the next is be 10 minutes early. It is a small habit, but it has transformed much of my travel time during the year for a slightly or very stressful time to periods of realization and recharging. The next is accept and let go. Now is now. But if something negative from the past, something someone said, something someone did is still on your mind, then accept and let that feeling and thoughts instead of trying to push it away. When you accept that, it is that, it is then it starts to lose power, you know. So Don't try to brush it away. I'm in a hurry. That is what I mean. So accept it and just see how it will just slowly disappear. And while the fears may still be there in your head, the negative feelings become a lot less powerful. At this point, let the feeling go like you are throwing out a part of old clothes and direct your focus to the present moment and something better instead. The next is asking instead of guessing. Within minds of pretty much impossible, but still we often try it and create anxiety, uncertainty, and misguided conclusions for ourselves. So ask and communicate instead. It may sometimes be a bit hard at first, but it can save you and the people around you so much trouble in the long run. Next gear is escape for a while. Read a movie, watch a favorite TV show, or see a movie. It is very simple, but it works well to just release pressure and relax. The next is solve a problem that is weighing down on you. Don't procrastinate anymore. Solve your problem and release it and all the underlying stress and tension that is creating in your life. You probably already know what to do. You're just not doing it yet. But the longer you wait, the worse the tension inside becomes. So get up from your chair right now and get started on doing it for just 1-3 minutes right now. All right. So the next is disconnect over the weekend. Leave your work and work phone where it belongs. Disconnect, or at least limit your internet activities and the checking of your smartphone over the weekend, and spend more of your Saturdays and Sundays with an individual or with an undivided attention rather on your family, friends, hobby, or maybe being out in nature. You know what I mean? Next year is remember the 5 little words that we hope to stay. You're happy to stay saying one thing at a time. That is very important. One thing at a time. Don't just pack everything up, workload up to yourself and all that. By keeping those words in mind and letting them guide you through your day and week, you'll be less stressed and more focused, you know. So that really helps. So when stressed, lost in the problem or the past or future in your mind, breathe with your belly for 2 minutes and just focus on the air going in and out. This will calm your body down and bring your mind back into the present moment again. Then the next is remember there is a day tomorrow too. Sometimes you have a bad day or life interferes with your plans for the day and you don't get what you had planned or hoped for. Don't get it done. So the best way to handle such a situation is, in my experience, simple to kindly tell yourself that there is a day tomorrow too and that you can get it done then. What you can't do now, there is a purpose, God knows, and you can actually do that tomorrow. You cannot change anything by skinning life out of you and wishing what can't be done. Meanwhile, beating yourself up is, on the other hand, not a smart or helpful strategy, but you will end up becoming a thorn in your flesh, your own flesh. Yeah, the problem is there. Allow peace to sit by loving yourself no matter the disappointment, no matter whatever it is, or failure. Know your ideal self. Make a list of all the good qualities you intend to cultivate. Are you going to kind of failure more tolerant, more more magnanimous, more patient, more dignified? What are your responses to difficulties going to be? What principles do you wish to uphold? Do the next right thing. If you have been struggling with your emotions or mental state, it may be difficult at first to add with integrity all the time. You may find yourself making mistakes and sometimes behaving in a less than ideal way. In order to build up a habit of sticking to your principles, just practice doing the next thing, the next right thing all the time, the next right thing. That is very, very important. Then the next is let go of perfection. It could have made my life a lot easier if I had validated the times I was begging to do the right thing, even when the things were a struggle. Instead, I beat myself up and made myself feel worse because I was angry with myself for not living right. That's not good. Okay, it is all a journey. Allow yourself to be imperfect and yet still make progress. Then the next year is make amends immediately. If for some reasons you end up treating yourself unfairly or unkindly or doing something dishonest or mean, make amends for it as soon as you can. Don't just wait. Correct mistakes as soon as possible, and you can find peace of mind in the fact that you have improved upon your actions and done your part to relieve any ill feeling or guilt. Practice patience. Other people around you may not be living in the same way that you've chosen to. It doesn't matter. They will have their conscience to live with at the end of the day, and you have yours. So choose to respond in any way that will give you peace of mind. Take a deep breath before reacting to people who push your buttons. So let your head and heart support you. You won't have a peaceful mind if you allow negativity to dominate your thinking. So try to understand others rather than judging them. Forgive others and you free yourself. Radiate compassion and be a good Samaritan, even though you can, and at any point, not only will others benefit, you will also add to your own sense of self-esteem. So the next is think long term. It may be tempting to lose your work when you are feeling angry or frustrated, but think about how you will feel about yourself and your own actions later on. Will you be happy about your behavior? Will it lead to you feeling peace of mind? If not, don't do it. Validate yourself. That is the next year. So you will not get to feel that lovely sense of peace if you don't take the time to fully acknowledge it. In difficult situations, look at what you did well. If you've been struggling, notice when you make progress at the end of each day. Summarize to yourself how they have acted well and keep your integrity. Alright? Yeah, so far so good. You're going to be seeing the other best ways to find peace of mind and inner calm. So don't go nowhere. Don't stick on nowhere. Stick around. I love you. I'll be right back. Best ways to find peace of mind and inner calm. Yeah, really, on this particular part I'm going to be going into right now is the point is that you're really going to be hearing some of the points I listed above. So yeah, it's really going to be a form of summary of the whole thing. So the more important thing there is just for you to practice it. That's it. Do you have racing thoughts and find yourself constantly worrying? An anxious mind is truly distressing. So the good news is there are simple things you can do to calm your thoughts. Now you still haven't got enough of peace. If you want to achieve peace of mind and inner calmness, try these simple and powerful ways. The first is listen to music. Studies have found that relaxing music can help, alright, someone to be calmer and focused. But it doesn't matter what genre of music you want to listen to. As long as you enjoy it and it makes you feel relaxed, music is food for the soul and an instant way to get peace of mind. Then the next is deep breathing. When you focus on breathing, your mind's attention is drawn to the life-enhancing process of driving in air and exhaling. So take 5 long deep breaths and focus on your lungs and diaphragm as you do this. This is a quick and easy way to instantly feel calm. The next is go for a walk. Getting out in the fresh air can do you a world of good and promote peace of mind. Take a break and get the blood pumping, especially when the sun is shining. That is when it's really, 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 really amazing and kind of enjoy it. So the next is enjoy nature. Too much concrete is never a good thing. So spending time in the nature can actually make you feel younger, happier. Spend time away from the city. Listen to the birds singing and enjoy the peace and tranquility. That's nature for you. So the next is play with a pet. Having a pet to play with is a great way to the stress or whatever. I don't know what I really want to say here, but touch is a powerful sense and can ease tension and promote peace of mind. So play with someone who knows how to have fun, whether you are playing fetch with a dog or pirate with a 5-year-old. Having fun with someone who really knows how to embrace the joys of life can make a huge difference when you are having a tough time. And then it's avoid drama. You cause or drama you find yourself in the middle of, but not to find peace. Okay, we have to make our lives more exciting by pursuing challenges instead. The next is do comforting activities. There are lots of great basic comfort activities that you can do to calm and find peace when you are starting to get a bit on edge. You can drink tea, watch a funny movie, see a funny movie, meditate light, some incense, or any number of other calming rituals. These work based on personal preference, so just find one that works for you. So the story where ancient philosophers who were pretty much the expert at being at peace, and it is the whole point of their philosophy. Read up the story philosophy and the lives of the historic philosophers and see how you can apply their lessons to your own life. Read a holy text, whether we are talking about the Bible or the Quran, can all teach us how to find peace by living more fulfilled lives. Even if you are not a religious person, there is plenty of wisdom to be found in the holy text. Meet with a spiritual advisor. Spiritual advisors such as priests and monks can also help advise you on how to find inner peace. Even if you don't want a religious solution, there are experts in the soul and the human mind and should be able to help you find productive, inspiring ways to improve your experience of life. The next is take a cue from nature. Go sit out in a natural area nearby. Listen to the trees, watch the animals. Do they seem worried about their brother, about what their brother did last Christmas? Do the trees seem to notice when it starts to rain? No, nature adapts and embraces every twist and turn in life. And you should too, you know. So the next is read books. There are a number of books and works by people who have really mastered this peace thing. So seek out some books that deal with the issues that cause your tension, or go with some of the classes. Some authors that are known for their significant contributions to philosophy on this issue include Joseph Campbell, Alan Watts, and others. So we have the next declutter. Have regular clear hours. Clutter can add to feelings of tension and decline. So a clear home allows a clearer, more peaceful mind. Next, acceptance. Acceptance is a crucial for peace of mind. Accepting that there are few guarantees in the world and learning to tolerate uncertainty is a huge leap in the peace of mind. In the peace of mind stakes. So differentiate between what you can and cannot control. So the next is mindfulness. When we are mindful, we are fully present in the moment and acutely aware of our five senses: touch, taste, sight, hear, and hearing and smell. So there are the five senses. Engage your senses. This leaves less time for your mind to worry and think about what ifs. So next year is self-love. The more we like ourselves, more we love ourselves, the greater our peace of mind. We accept ourselves more and feel at peace in the world. No matter what situation we find ourselves in, we experience less security, and as a result, our inner peace is heightened. Then the next is be true to you. This is another vital component of peace of mind. When we practice congruency, we behave similarly to the way we feel and think. So when the way we see ourselves, the way the world sees us is the same, we are practicing congruency. So problems arise when we see ourselves one way. Okay, so finding ways to keep our inner ideas and the way we behave similar is one of the keys to peace of mind. The next is sense of humor. Laugh a lot. The world is instantly a better place when you can see the funny side of life. Laughter is a great antidote for stress and releases hormones that help us relax. Next, love unconditionally. When you don't expect anything back, it makes it easier to love without fear. When we love with conditions attached, our unmet expectations can create inner turmoil and feelings of resentment, insecurity, destroy peace of mind. So the next is go for regular health check. It pays to keep checks on your health and look after yourself. Letting ourselves go can indicate a lack of self-respect, and this in turn will affect the way we see the world and the way others interact with us. Be kind to yourself and make the most of what you have. So the next, take stock. Every now and then, it is a good idea to check whether you are happy with the quality of your life. Do you like your job, your relationship? Are you on the right track? Make adjustments if necessary to restore inner calm. So the next is have goals. This ties in with the reset number. We mentioned above. Goal keeping us going in the right direction and give us a sense of purpose. So make your goal smart. Yeah. So it's not the next is don't take yourself too seriously. This relates to the period number. Learn to be more flexible in your approach to life. The more rigid our thinking is, the easier it is to experience situations that contradict our rigid ideas. Don't take yourself too serious. This relates to a preferred number. Learn to be more flexible in your approach to life. The more rigid our thinking is, the easier it is to experience situations that contradict our rigid ideas. So live in the moment. That is the next. Instead of worrying about the past or panicking about the future, really enjoy the now. It is all we have. The moment in time. Forget about tomorrow. Let tomorrow think and bother about itself. Live happily. When we live in the present, the concerns of the past and future can worry us. That is the truth. So worry less. That is the next. We apparently have somewhere between many thoughts. I can't even give you a number right now, but of which 80% are random says. So I have never seen who worry. So learn to shall flag it off or shake it off. Stop worrying by reminding yourself that most of your worries are unproductive and remove all and any chance of peace of mind. So the next is be assertive. You have as much right to be here and to have an option or opinion as anyone else. So when we become passive or submissive, we do ourselves a disservice. So be assertive isn't about needs. It's about your needs ahead of others or their needs ahead of yours. Rather, it is about compromise, a win-win situation. So the next is speak your mind. Don't be afraid to say what you're thinking. This goes hand in hand with being assertive. Ask for what you want in life. If you don't ask, you don't get. So the next is ask me time. Time out is important. A little bit of selfish time to treat yourself or do exactly as you please sets you up for taking on the constant demands of life. Balance in life is crucial. So the next is floric. Check out for what a free online dictionary describes the word floric as: to behave playfully and uninhibitedly. So all work and no play will stress anyone out. So make time for things you enjoy. Try to inject fun into situations that aren't particularly enjoyable. Approach life with a playful attitude. When did you last let a child in you come out to play? So the next is let it go. There are some things that you just cannot change, no matter how hard you try. Know when to cut your losses and detach. The next is resist guilt. Guilt is a negative emotion that removes peace of mind, although it can motivate us. It's still a toxic emotion in the wrong way. So challenge the reason for your guilt to make sure you aren't placing unnecessary pressure on yourself. Adopt an attitude of gratitude. Always be grateful. That is what it means. So the next is see failure as a learning curve. Failure has such negative connotations, but actually everyone fails. How can you improve or learn anything if you never fail? A healthy attitude towards failure encourages bravery. The next is connect with others. One of the true joys of life is sharing life with others and knowing that others get you. We feel less alone and feeling understood allows a fantastic sense of well-being. So the next is test your limits. You will never know your true potential if you always stay in your comfort zone. Next is find positive outlets for negative emotions. The next is slow down. Why does everything need to be accomplished today? Often we place unrealistic pressure on ourselves when there is no need to. Always challenge your impatience. Be mindful and enjoy life in the moment. Challenge your shoes and most should induce pressure never leads to inner tranquility or peace of mind. Replace should with could and live life more on your own terms. The next year is be kind. It is free and it makes a difference when we show kindness. It gives us an inner boost too. So the next is don't compare. The more we compare, the more we lose ourselves. Forget what everyone else is doing or saying. What do you want? We all have our own paths to follow and we are all learning and going through life at our unique pace. So focus on your own journey and lose the stress of comparing yourself to. What you think is going on in the lives of others. This is a sure way of eliminating peace of mind. Comparing yourself, why would you compare yourself to what is happening in the lives of other people? That is not really nice. So to have a peace of mind, you really don't need it. So the next is affirmations. Talk to yourself positively by using affirmations. A good example of one that encourages peace of mind is, no matter what comes my way, I will find a way to get through it. Believe in yourself and remind yourself regularly that you will be okay. Need some more inspirations to affirm yourself. And next is save a little money as often as you can. Putting money aside is always a good idea. If you can afford to save money regularly, do it. Set up a regular debit each month and you won't even realize it's gone. The next is, less is more. Money buys choice, but it doesn't buy us the happiness we crave. We content with the simpler things in life. That is where the real long-lasting joy and peace of mind comes from. The next is perspective. Always keep your eyes on the bigger picture. Will you feel this way next week or a year from now? Will your current experience of life seem as important? More often than not, you will be just fine. Foster peace of mind by maintaining perspective in life. And the next is, motivate your thoughts. Our thoughts can make or break our quality of life. Make sure to choose thinking that works for you. So talk to yourself as you would a best, as you would be a best friend. Self-loving selves no purpose and will undoubtedly extract joy from your life. Then the next is, stand up for what you believe in. Whether it is a protecting animal or helping those less fortunate than yourself, follow your heart and your passion. Fight the urge to fit in and do what is expected. When you change yourself to suit others, you give away your peace of mind. Yes, so you just have to be you. The next is, get enough sleep. When we are tired and grumpy, nothing goes smoothly. Get 8 hours of sleep per night and regenerate your body. The most important ways to achieve peace of mind involve being true to yourself, accepting that life is uncertain, and watching your thinking. Many of us mentally torture ourselves daily with the things we tell ourselves. Trust your thoughts less. Pay less attention to the negative ones and focus on what you are thankful for life, and you will be well on your way and a peace of mind. You really gotta be optimistic. Always be positive about life. Always create a positive mindset and avoid grudge and malice. Grudge and bearing malice eat you like pest. So they succeed in making you look sad and create unnecessary unhappy moments for you. So you need to brush aside all hurt and wrong or whatever you have been through from anyone and move on with your life. This part really touched me, and I am also talking to myself to live a better life and be a better me. So now, what stops you? Thank you so much for being part of us this amazing episode. It has been a long episode though. Yeah, join us next time as we come with a more interesting topic. Just listen to Hope and Badoya, your girlfriend, the Moral Valley Talk. Yeah. Your one and only Moral Queen, Hope. Love you bunches. Bye.